You were the first qualifier for the 1980 Olympic gymnastics team, which was boycotted by the United States because of the Soviet war in Afghanistan. Some athletes from some of the boycotting countries participated in the games under the Olympic flag. You did not agree with the boycott.
Right.
You were open about that.
Well, I was. And of course, I was very naive at the time as well. But I have to say, I went with 100 guests to the White House. They were U.S. Olympic Committee officials, some athletes, some athlete representatives, and some congressmen. President Carter invited 100 people from the Olympics to come to the White House to discuss the possibility of an Olympic boycott. I'll never forget this because Zbigniew Brzezinski, who was the Secretary of State at the time, he literally brings out a map of the Persian Gulf and a pointer. And he starts showing us the strategic importance of the Persian Gulf. I remember thinking, wait a minute, we're talking about the Olympics. I don't know if you've seen the movie Charlie Wilson's War, but it's a fascinating movie. And it just resonated with me because I didn't understand the geopolitical things going on in the world. And I didn't even think it had anything to do with the Olympics. But this was, unfortunately, a decision that the government made. So we had to go along with it. I was in an awkward position, as most athletes, because, you know, I grew up learning to respect authority and the leaders must know more than us. So we should appreciate the good decisions they make. And I thought if we speak out against the president, we're going to look un-American and unpatriotic. And that's a bad thing, too. So it put the athletes in a real awkward bind. I still to this day think it was a wasted use of politics, but here it is all these years later. We're still talking about it. It didn't affect the games. Probably the Soviet Union made less money on the games and a lot of our athletes didn't get to go. And it all washed clean when I was able 4 years later to go to the Olympics in 84 and win gold medals and fulfill my Olympic dreams. But there were a small group of American athletes that paid an enormous price for that because not everybody was able to compete 4 years later and have their Olympic dreams fulfilled.
As a matter of fact, the Soviets led a boycott then. It was turnaround, I don't know if it's fair play or not, of the 84 Summer Olympics.
Right.